Thank you, Gene. And it has been a good run. We're doing great. Thank you for being here this morning. This is always an exciting time for us at USDA Rural Development when we get to make a major announcement about grants and loans that where dollars are coming back to rural America. We're fortunate today to bring Thomas Doerr, the undersecretary, back to his home state. He grew up the road here in Marcus. So please, Undersecretary Tom Doerr.
Thanks, Al. And Gene, thank you. And for 21 years, I don't know what this looked like 21 years ago, but I bet it was a lot different than it is today. Yes, today we're out to announce, let me make one quick observation. About 4 years ago, I was at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur at their new site over there. I was suitably impressed with what they'd done to make a permanent site. And I must tell you that being here today at this now permanent Iowa site is equally impressive. And for those folks, the Central Iowa Expo, who stepped up and worked with the Farm Progress people, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and I'm sure many folks do here in Iowa as well. This is a great ground. It looks like it's going to be a great show for many years. But the big thing we wanted to announce today was the awarding of over 640 grants and or grant and loan combinations amounting to over $35 million for the Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Program administered by USDA Rural Development. This is a program that has been part of the Farm Bill since the 2002 Farm Bill. It was extended under a different section, I believe, section number 9007 in the 2008 Farm Bill. It will continue. It is a very unique part of the Farm Bill and part of what USDA does in the sense that these grants, although $27.5 million of these $35 million are grants, the other $7.5 million are loans. It's a sizable sum of money. And yet what happens is these go to a wide array of rural citizens, including rural businesses, small businesses, homeowners, as well as farmers and producers. Interestingly enough, right here in Iowa, as a result of this particular award, our state office had done a very aggressive effort in getting information out, soliciting applications. I think this year, Iowa received a record amount of these. 28% of the funds awarded go to Iowa. Nearly 25% of all the applicants are Iowans. Nebraska has a very sizable success rate in this as well, as does Minnesota. There are a lot of grain dryers, but interestingly enough, a number of new programs. This year we made 17 awards for geothermal heating systems that are being used for industrial and livestock heating purposes. These have a 50% efficiency gain rate. That's really rather dramatic. And it's not a traditional heating and energy source that's been historically used in rural America, and particularly in livestock and grain operations. And by doing this, what it does is fosters the build-out of a new industry. And we think that's significant because of the efficiency gains that come out of it. We also are making awards for, I believe, 12 large wind operations in Iowa. And that's just in Iowa. There are a number of other large wind operations that are being awarded and part of this operation as well across the country. So these are unique new economic development opportunities. They're largely predicated on people at the local level who seize an opportunity, understand its potential, and because we have access to some resources to help them foster the development of this. And it's, I want to make clear that in no case do any of our grants or grant and loan combinations exceed 50% of the total cost of the operation. There's a considerable amount of skin in the game by those who are receiving these grant or grant and loan combinations. And it's indicative of the kind of innovation, the entrepreneurship that's occurring as a result of the build-out of a number of these new opportunities all across rural America. So with that, I would be delighted if there are any questions or any other observations someone would like to make, and open it up to the floor at this point. No, you know, these are competitively awarded. And interestingly enough, the scoring criteria that is set up, and in many cases, that is handled by a disinterested third party. So when you see the extent of the awards and where they're concentrated or where they're not, it's quite clearly indicative of the priority of our programs that a particular state puts on those. And it may not be that they're not applying for many. They may not have ranked as competitively. It may be that the state is focusing its efforts at economic development in another area than this. So, and quite frankly, I can assure you that there will be a number of states who look at these award lists and are going to seriously get energized as we go through the next round. And the new farm bill, these are going to be kind of an ongoing round as opposed to a once or twice a year event. So I think this is going to stimulate a lot of competition, and I certainly hope it does. I think that's a great question, and I really feel quite good about it. We have in the Farm Bill the new Section 9003 biorefinery program that authorizes us to make loan guarantees up to, I believe, $250 million on 90% of a project, not to exceed 80% of the total project cost. Now that I've totally confused you, I apologize. But we are actually going to be releasing the NOFA on that within the next week or week and a half. We have what is known as an ANPR, an Advance Notice for Public Rulemaking, prepared to go. We think that that particular biorefinery lending loan guarantee program may be in a position to start making loans as early as the first half of fiscal year 2009, which would be by March of 2009. And when you look at the kinds of things that POET are doing in their pilot project, what they're proposing to do in their demo project, and a number of other across the country, I think we're far closer to cellulosic ethanol production being a reality than perhaps we would have thought of just even a year and a half ago. I think there have been a lot of strides made. And I think what it's also going to do in the context of something that is evolving into being a pretty big issue, and that is greenhouse gas emission issues relative to the overarching discussion on sustainability of these biofuels. And by transitioning into some of these new energy efficiency projects that were involved in these awards into some of the cellulosic material, we are actually generating carbon neutral energy sources that can foster a larger greenhouse gas emission reduction. And so the things that POET is doing in this particular example, I think, are getting us a long way down the road to further develop the sophistication, the efficiencies of the dry mill starch business in a way that I don't think we would have anticipated a couple of years ago. Okay. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.